Moose Jaw Right to Life is holding an open house to officially welcome the community into its new location and provide information about its services. The open house occurs Saturday, September 17, from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. and 1 to 3 p.m. at 1010 Main Street North, in the lower level of First Baptist Church. There will be free baby and maternity clothing, free coffee, juice, cookies and balloons, information on the organization's community activities and educational information about current life issues. For more information, call 306-694-4111 or visit Moose Jaw Right to Life's, MJRTL, Facebook page. One reason the organization is holding the open house is that it moved to a new location nearly 18 months ago and hasn't had the opportunity to welcome people due to pandemic restrictions, explained President Gene Landry. "We really would like the community to know where we are and what we do," she stated. "We just think perhaps there are a lot more people that could benefit from our work." To better promote its services, Moose Jaw Right to Life has been communicating with churches, daycares, doulas and organizations that work with families to inform families that if they are having a baby, they should visit the pro-life office for support and free clothing. A second reason the group is holding the open house is to thank its supporters who offer assistance, funding and materials throughout the year. Landry noted that not everyone who supports MJRTL knows what it offers. "We want our outreach to be further than what it is now," she added. Activities: Moose Jaw Right to Life had a great summer and supported many families during those months, Landry said. The organization's office was open by appointment during the worst of the pandemic but is now open again to the public on specific days. The group plans to open its office on the first and third Wednesdays of the month from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. and the second and fourth Thursdays from 6 to 8 p.m. Having evening hours could make it easier for working parents to pick up supplies. Meanwhile, the organization is participating in the annual Life Chain, a North American-wide pro-life event, on Sunday, October 2, from 2 to 3 p.m. Members and supporters will stand on Main Street for an hour of quiet prayer and witness related to life issues. "It's just affirming that life is precious in all stages," said Landry. The organization's executive held its fall meeting recently and discussed what it could do to support the community through education and other services, she added. "The group is always looking for ideas on how best to serve Moose Jaw."